Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Mike McMullen, president of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber was founded in 1924, so we are in our 91st year. We have over 500 business members. We build lifelong relationships in Carroll between the business community and our elected officials and the actual residents of Carroll. We help to promote and advocate for business in Carroll and beyond. And as is my normal custom, I'm here today with one of our members as my guest, and that is Mr. Ted Zaleski, who's the Director of Management and Budgets for Carroll County. So good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Mike.
Thanks a lot for being here with me today.
Sure.
Hi, Ted. I've got you here really because you're going to be speaking at one of our meetings this coming Thursday about the county's budget. So let's talk a little bit about what your role is with Carroll County.
Well, I'm the Director of Management and Budget. I have responsibility for budget, for grants, and for risk management, although the biggest part of my time is spent on the budget part of that. And for the last 7 months, I've actually been doing double duty. I've also been in the county administrator.
Oh, that's right. You must be one busy man.
The schedule does fill up.
I bet it does. Well, let me ask you this, because I've always been impressed with how you come and you help us out at the chamber with Leadership Carroll, and also with this. This is our annual luncheon that we have. And how long have you been doing this with us?
This will be the 13th year.
Wow. How did it get started? I mean,
Bonnie Grady, former chamber president,
Bonnie, yep,
stopped me in a grocery store one day and said, Ted, I had this idea. Would you come and talk to us about the budget? And I've been coming back ever since.
It must have been a great idea that she had at that point. Yep. What aisle were you guys in? Do you remember that one?
Getting ready to check out.
Getting ready to check out. Awesome. Well, I remember last year, we had well over 100 folks come to listen to you. And I think as we stand here now, we've got about 90 registered. And there's still some space. So I'm going to give a number to call right now for anybody. If you want to come, call us up at the office at 410-848-9050. It's going to be this coming Thursday at the Best Western. And it's a luncheon. So we start at noon. You can get there a little bit sooner. And we'll have you out of there by 1:30. So let's talk to Ted here a little bit about the county's budget. How big is our budget?
You know, it depends on what you're talking about. And I think lots of times when people say the budget, they're thinking of the operating budget. And for Carroll now, that's in the vicinity of $370 million. But we also have a capital budget, enterprise funds, a list of others. You add them all up, and it's about $500 million.
Wow, $500 million. Where's the biggest slice of that go?
Schools.
Schools. Almost half, isn't it, or a little over half?
In the operating budget, it's a little bit less than half these days. In capital, in many years, it would be half or more. We haven't been doing a whole lot of big school projects recently, so that's not the case right now, though.
Okay. What type of common misunderstandings are there that folks may have in the community about the budget?
I think one really big one is people don't understand the limitations of the commissioners on what they can do in the budget. A great deal of the budget is at least largely dictated to us by the state school system, community college, library, health department, board of elections, state's attorney, circuit court. All those are state functions that we're required to fund. That
Sure.
sets a lot of your budget.
And that's, obviously, to give more in one area means you have to give less in another.
Yes, it's a long string of trade-offs every time you're trying to build the budget. And we always know there won't be enough to do everything that, even things that almost everybody can agree on, there's not enough.
Sure. Ted, we do something called Leadership Carroll, of which a lot of folks have heard of, and you know there are also a lot that have not. You help us to actually coordinate one of our days called Local Government Day. And you do a little exercise with the class, and that's where they actually build a budget. How does that work, and what kind of eyes are opened when they do that? You just did it last month.
Right. Yeah, I give them some information. I give them some revenue information, some expenditure information that's not accurate, but is close enough to what we really have at the county to give you a feel for it. Tell them some things that are going to happen in the next year. I give everybody in the class a role to play. So somebody might be, I want taxes lowered,
yeah.
I want a pay raise for teachers.
And that's right.
And one person volunteers to be the budget director, and I tell them, make a budget. And I step aside, but then I step in from time to time to give people context for the kind of things they're talking about, and also to make sure that they don't wander off somewhere that's not going to be productive. And only one class has ever reached a conclusion, but that's okay, because the big thing I want people to get out of it, well, two things. One is deeper knowledge of just what happens in the budget and the things that get done with money. And number two, just how hard it is to work your way through all those trade-offs.
It's got to be very, very, very hard. Very hard. Yeah, that's always been fun to watch them go through that. Well, let me ask you this. I mean, obviously, folks who live in Carroll here are passionate about the things that are important to them. And there's certain times, and there are certain ways where they can come and make a plea, or they can try to have an impact on the budget. How can they do that?
Well, there's lots of ways. And first, I would say, don't wait for any particular time. The time to offer your thoughts is always now. What's really hard is the people that wait until after the budget's adopted and then say, well, what in the world were they thinking about? That's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
Because now they got to wait till the next year if they even want to have any input.
Too late, yeah. So on an ongoing basis, you can email or send letters to commissioners. You can call. They're not always available to take a call, but you know, you can try that. Commissioners offer public comment time at all of their business meetings. During the budget process, there's a button on our website for budget comments. We will go out at a certain point, and this is in April, to five places in Carroll County to share the commissioner's proposed budget and take comments and questions from people. Public hearing on the budget is May the 7th this year, okay. I believe. So there, the opportunities are endless, but you have to make up your mind that I want to share my thought on, I want this to happen or I don't want this to happen.
Sure. And again, folks can also come to our actual luncheon this coming Thursday and have a chance to talk to you and hear what you have to say when you go into depth about some of the issues in the budget. What's the process by which it actually marches along? Like, when do you first start to get like a rough draft of it, and how does that work?
Well, work in the budget office starts actually in the summer.
Okay.
And the first thing that's really visible in January, we produce what we call the preliminary recommended CIP, or this is our capital plan, which is a starting point for discussions. And we also go to the commissioners with what we call a budget overview to kind of lay out, here's what's coming to you this year. In March, the budget office will go to the commissioners with our recommended budgets. Then the commissioners will have a series of meetings with agencies to talk about their thoughts on the budget. There'll be a series of meetings to develop the commissioner's proposed budget. That's what they're going to release to the public in mid-April to say, this is where we think we're going. What do you think about this? Then we'll have those series of community meetings I was talking about. The commissioners will get back together again after the formal public hearing in May to say, are there any changes we want to make to our proposed budget? And then they have to adopt the budget by the last day of May.
Okay.
That will go into effect on July 1.
July 1st. So the budget's from July 1st through the end of June.
Right.
Okay. It's a tough job, but you're a good man for it. You've been doing it for a long time, and we really appreciate you coming to talk to our group. Any thing that we could look for, any little teaser you could give the folks that might be listening that you may be talking about this coming Thursday that may help them decide to come?
Well, I work hard to try and find ways to help people understand what's going on. But if you want to hear what's going on, you're going to have to show up.
There you go. There you go. Well, listen, thank you so much for being here with me this morning, Mr. Ted Zaleski.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Once again, if you would like to come to the County Budget Luncheon this coming Thursday at the Best Western at noontime and hear Mr. Ted Zaleski, the Director of Management and Budgets for Carroll County, please call the Chamber at 410-848-9050. You can also find us on the web at carrollcountychamber.org, or you can stop by and see us. We're located at 9 East Main Street in downtown Westminster. We're right next door to Giulianova's Italian Grocería. So when you stop by to see Billy and order one of his magnificent subs, stop by and see us. We're right next door. One last little bit of news. With St. Patrick's Day coming around, the Chamber is going to Ireland March 11th through the 18th, and I believe there's two more tickets left. So if you're one of those folks who likes to plan at the last second, give us a call. Again, 410-848-9050. We can talk about the trip. So thank you again for listening this morning. Have a wonderful Sunday. Try to stay warm. Do something special with family or friends today, and God bless.